The gospel is this great play. And this morning on Easter, we get to choose which character we want to be. You just have three to choose from. You have Mary Magdala, you have Peter, and you have John. Those are the three characters. Jesus isn't around. Mary, if you want to be her, she's like the marketer. She's the commercial. She's running around telling people, especially the apostles, God, Jesus, this guy we love, is not around. He's either risen or he's stolen because the body isn't there anymore. Then you have John, who runs with the gospel. He's the young one. Peter, at this point, might have a walker. Old, aged, he's been through heck, denying Christ and then Christ dying. John runs to the tomb. He's the fast one. He's the assertive one. Then you have Peter. Peter's the man. Peter knows this guy's God. The body's not missing Mary. Peter's going to say to John, just relax. We're good. I'm the rock. I'm the leader. I'm stable. They all have great truth to them. In fact, some of us might want to be all three. And I think the vocation of every Christian is to be a little bit of all three. To market the gospel, spread the good word. We know that. To run with the gospel. You got to do something with the gospel. Don't just sit on your rear. Live an active faith. But be firm. Don't move around. Say what you believe. Believe what you say. That's Peter. But the thing is, friends, a great reminder on Easter morning is that Christ died for all three. And as scum as it might be, could you imagine a priest this morning opening up Mass with the sign of the cross and somehow saying, for all those who have not been here in a year, please stand. That would be absurd. He'd be run out of town, even if he's from this town. That's dumb. That should never happen. Peter would not be pleased with that priest. Friends, it's not about the churches are full this morning. Those of you that haven't been here in a while, welcome back. It's not that bad. Nobody's going to yell at you. I challenge all the faithful this morning to smile on your way out. Whether you've been here every Sunday for the past year, maybe just a couple, or maybe you haven't been here in years, you haven't seen the church, you should still smile. Because Christ died for us. Christ died for the Catholic who goes to Mass every day. Christ died for the Catholic who doesn't go to Mass. Christ died for the Muslim. Christ died for the physician. Christ died for the Democrat. He died for the Republican. Christ died for the active homosexual person. And Christ died for the mentally ill. Christ died for the kid. He died for the adult. Christ died for the Jews. Christ died for those that don't believe. Friends, Christ died for everybody. And that's the whole point, is that there isn't shame today. There's joy. There isn't judgment. There's salvation. But if we ask Jesus that question, and we should do that every Sunday with the gospel, Jesus would say, you guys got to be John. Be John. Not because he was perfect, but because he ran to the tomb. He was excited to see God or not to see him. He befriended this man named Jesus, and he wanted him back. And so whether you're in Mass every Sunday as you should be, do you want Jesus Or are you just here because you were raised that way? And if you haven't been to Mass in a year, I invite you warmly with a smile. Come back next Sunday. It won't be that bad. It'll be shorter, more room to sit, and probably a darn good homily. But come back. Do something with your faith. The source of Easter joy is not only family and friends, a good meal, a good-smelling church, a beautiful day. The source of Easter joy, the reason why we're here, is because Christ died and then rose. That's the whole point. But John gets it right. Of course, Mary Magdalene and St. Peter, they're both saints, they're in heaven. But John gets it right because John knew that he believed in a God that would run after him. That's the image we walk out with today. Regardless of where you're at in your faith, come to Mass every Sunday. Yes, it's important. God wants you here. Wherever you're at in your livelihood, no matter what you believe in, Christ dies for everybody. Listen to today's Eucharistic prayer. I'll pray in just a few minutes. We are the only faith in the world that prays for the world. Jews don't pray for us. Muslims don't pray for us. Non-Catholic Christians don't pray for us. Catholics, we pray for everybody because Christ died for everybody. He doesn't have favorites. He has loved ones. And John knew that when his best friend was dead on a cross, bloody, and trying to figure out with Mary, who now is his mother, why would this guy tell me he's God and now hang bloody, disgusting on a cross? Because John knew that when we run to look at God, the whole point of running with the gospel and living our faith is that like Jesus, when he died, looked at John? Friends, when you and I die, the goal is that Jesus is looking at us. And that only happens in heaven.